पुनश्च परमोदयः पुनश्च परमोदयः भौमान् विनुंसविमामे भौमान् विनुंसविमामे यो विष्णोर्वणयद्गुणान् तस्यानुभावकथित गुणाश्च परमोदयाः भौमान् विनुंस विममे यो विष्णो वर्णयद्गुणान्। Activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Responsibly, everyone, please repeat. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's glorious activities referred to in this connection took place after his personal bodyguards Jai and Vijay became daityas, having been cursed by the great sages Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. Jaya, as Hiranyaksha, had to fight with Varahadeva. And that same Varahadeva is mentioned in regard to the Raivata millennium. The fighting, however, took place during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhuva. Therefore, according to some authorities, there are two Varahas. According to others, however, Varaha appeared during the regime of Swayambhuva Manu and stayed in the water until that of Raivata Manu. Some may doubt that this could be possible, but the answer is that everything is possible. If one could count the atoms within the universe, one could count the qualities of Lord Vishnu. But the atoms of the universe are impossible for anyone to count. And similarly, no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodayaha Bahuman Renun Savimame Yovishnor Varnayad Gunan. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. So we have just finished discussing or hearing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna and his devotees. And certainly Krishna's pastimes are not ordinary. Very often, cynics, materialistic men, faithless men, deride the scriptures and they take exception to the wonderful activities of Krishna, saying that these activities are simply imagination. Being skeptical, they say, I cannot lift Govardhan Hill with my little finger, therefore nobody can do it. So whatever is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill with his little finger, tiny, he didn't even use his big finger, he used his little finger, it must be Hindu mythology. It must be just the imagination of someone with a fertile brain, someone who likes to tell fancy stories with a moral behind it. But it is nothing absolute or real. And in that way, the descriptions of Krishna's pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam are innumerable and inconceivable. Therefore, unless someone is trained or instructed or has faith to accept the inconceivable nature of God and his devotees, we can say from the very beginning that he will not be able to understand Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is Raja Vidya. It is the king of all knowledge, all education. But at the same time, it is Raja Guyam. It is the most confidential knowledge. It gives direct perception, pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam. It gives direct perception of the self. No one can see the soul. The soul is very subtle, smaller than 1/10,000th the tip of a hair. If you take a hair, take one of your hairs, and try to imagine cutting it. Hold it in your hand and look at it. And try to imagine cutting it into 1,000 pieces. Then take one of those 1,000 pieces and again cut it. So that is the magnitude of the soul. And no one can see such a small particle. Yet, by the mercy of the Lord, one can see the soul and one can see the super soul also simultaneously, but only by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, it is not an ordinary thing to enter into the understanding of Krishna's pastimes. One has to accept that Krishna is inconceivable, achintya shakti. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, achintya ved aved tattva. This understanding of God's simultaneous oneness and difference from His creation, this is inconceivable. It seems like a contradiction. And there are so many examples like that in the Shastra. We're telling you right from the beginning. There are things that will appear to your mind, which has been trained in the school of skepticism. You have been brought up in a civilization which doubts everything. The so-called idea of science is that unless I can understand it and perceive it directly with my eyes, with my ears, with my nose, my tongue, then I doubt it. I doubt whether it is true or not. And even if I can directly perceive it with my senses, still I maintain a doubting attitude. So Krishna says about such doubting souls, asradhanasya purusya dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam. Such doubting souls cannot know me. I don't reveal myself to them. Why should I? Krishna is not our order supplier that we demand and He appears. You may desire to have the daily newspaper. So you call the paper boy, come here, take this money. Give me a newspaper every day. You may want to have milk every morning for your breakfast, so you call someone, deliver milk every morning. You may want so many things in the material world, and you can demand it, and you will get it if you pay the money. But you cannot demand the presence of God simply because you've got a loud voice, or you can pay money. Or you think you're so intelligent. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam. Big munis. They try to capture Krishna by their mind, by developing mental strength, by various exercises, just like a weightlifter makes his body strong. Munis, they make their mind strong, and they think by such relative exercise of the mind they can capture the absolute truth, Krishna. But they can't even touch the tip of his toe, prapada simya vichintya tatve, because Krishna is a dhoksaja. He's beyond the limit of their senses. So unless we are prepared to accept that Krishna is beyond the limit of our experiencing jurisdiction, there's a mouthful for you. Experiencing jurisdiction. You cannot experience Krishna with these mundane senses. Only by surrender. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam bhaja. Only when you surrender to the Lord, surrender to the devotees of the Lord, and use your good intelligence. We are not saying you should not apply your intelligence, but it must be done in such a way that it conforms with or is in harmony with the Lord. You cannot, even materially speaking, you cannot approach the government in an arrogant way and expect to get cooperation from them. And similarly, we cannot approach the Lord full of pride, full of arrogance, thinking that we are so full of knowledge that we will, by our own prowess, by our own empirical method, by microscope, by telescope, by this technology and that technology, we will come to understand Krishna. He will always remain far, far ahead. Tad ejati tan naijati, tad dure. He's buried far away. Tad bandike, tad antarasya sarvasya, tad bhu sarvasya syabhayata. He's within everything, and yet he's very far away. He's very close, and yet very far away. So this is a contradiction. How is it possible? How can we understand this? Only when we accept Krishna's inconceivable nature and rejoice in that. The devotees are ecstatic to hear that Krishna, to protect his devotees, swallowed the Talavan forest fire. This does not disturb them. The materialist, he gets disturbed. What is this? Am I going crazy? Are these people telling me these funny stories and I'm expected to believe them? Are these rational people? The so-called mundane rationalists, but they cannot understand even themselves. They cannot explain how food is converted into energy in their stomach. They're so proud of their knowledge. They're so proud of their senses. In a dark room, they can't see their own hand 2 feet in front of their face. There are so many things that are inexplicable by the material senses. In the material world, there is a book, very big, thick book, called Ripley's Believe It or Not. There are many books like that, but this is the most famous of them all. And it's full of things that are unexplained, that scientists cannot understand or explain. So in the same way, if they cannot understand by their tiny, tiny brain relative things in the material world, how they will understand Adhoksaja, who is totally beyond the modes of material nature, how will they understand Krishna? It is not possible. Therefore, as devotees, it is up to us to develop our faith from the point of initial faith up to Shraddha, and to instill that faith in others by creating or living a perfect example of Vaishnava life. People develop faith in an ideology when they see that the practitioners of that faith are of good character, when they see the result. The result of hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the result of having faith that Krishna is inconceivable, that he can remain in the water as Varaha Dev for millenniums. Just imagine a millennium, millions and millions of years. And for many millenniums, it is proposed here, scholars here are proposing that Varaha Dev, he was in one millennium, Swayambhuva, the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, the first millennium, and he remained in the water up to Raivata Manu many millenniums later in order to fight with Hiranyaksha. So this is all inconceivable. You try remaining in the water for 1 hour, You'll see how your body gets all wrinkled and you want to come out. So we think, how could anybody do it? It's impossible. I cannot do it, therefore nobody can do it. But the devotees have faith in Krishna that he is the supreme and there is nothing that he cannot do. There's nothing that he cannot do. He can do everything he wants because he is Ishvara Parama Krishna. He's the supreme controller. So when we have that faith and we try to share that faith with others and they see that we are getting some power, we're getting some result from our faith, our heart is becoming purified. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etaya navidam stitam satve prasidati. When they see that we are able to live very nicely, stitam satve prasidati, in the mode of goodness, we are able to proceed very nicely on the path of dancing and chanting and feasting. When they see that our community is full of devotees who are free from envy of each other, free from politics, very self-controlled. When we actually develop the qualities of a sadhu, sadhu bhushanam, the ornaments of a saintly person, then we will be able to preach Krishna consciousness. Unless and until we develop transcendental qualities, we will not be able to inspire others to have that degree of faith to accept the inconceivable nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will always think that his pastimes are mythology and that we are fools, that we are worshipping stone or we are following some cult. We are mindless. The only way we'll be able to convince them is if we develop sound character. If we develop good qualities. So, this should be the result by hearing about Krishna's pastimes. Practically speaking, we should be reading Srila Prabhupada's books, reading Srimad Bhagavatam at least 1 to 2 hours a day. So, I'm sure that many or most of us are not doing that. So, we will work on these things in the month of July. At least, it can start earlier, but we need to test out the theory in order to not just be a blind follower, andhashraddha. We reject andhashraddha, sakaran shraddha, rational faith. So in order to develop that rational faith, we need to test. We need to read Srila Prabhupada's books, discuss the pastimes of the Lord for at least 1 or 2 hours a day, for at least 1 or 2 years, and then we have to see the results. So we'll work on that with your cooperation, just as you are now, many of you are cooperating for morning japa. We'll also work in reading the pastimes of Krishna. And this will help our community. This will help our own personal spiritual development. And this will help us to develop very strong faith in Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.